So the information in the JavaFX script is no longer going to be developed by Oracle. The JavaFX script, the language, is no longer going to be developed. However, Oracle will be delivering JavaFX features as a library framework for Java. That means you'll be able to integrate JavaFX in Swing for the first time and not have any worries about it. And also, because Java is now the mother language, and that includes the special features of effects, the scene graph generation, you'll be able to invoke JavaFX from any alternative JVM language. And that really pushes Java as the lingua franca going on forward. And I think this is really a brilliant idea by Oracle. It is a long-tail decision that I'm sure will pay off. Now, people like Andreas Almerich, who is the lead of Griffin and also a Groovy evangelist and advocate, can take JavaFX and run with it. It means like people like myself, who are both like the JavaScript JavaFX script lovers, and how we would say Scala interests and enthusiasts, can take JavaFX and build it into Scala. In fact, Stephen Chin and Jonathan Giles had a great presentation called JavaFX My Way on yesterday afternoon, where they showed off their research attempts of building JavaFX domain-specific languages for Java. And basically, if you can replicate 80% of what was in effect script in a domain specific language, and then you are really there. That, I think, this opens doors. It blows doors open. And the keynote demonstration, so if you had been there, it was amazing demonstrations of the power of the Prism architecture, which will be replacing AWT, the abstract rendering toolkit from 10 years ago, is gone, really going to be replaced by a new layer called Glass. And it really does kick Flexes and Silverlights' bums off the other side of the planet. This is really great stuff. And at Jasper Potts and Richard Beer's JavaFX 2.0 session, they showed off the 3D scene graph, and it was mind-boggling there, like the number of nodes that you could actually deliver. And they were showing off this thing on I think on Jasper's Apple laptop. So all the old worries about getting the runtime working on Linux and Mac have really gone away if they were to release this runtime today. So what does this mean for JavaFX the ecosystem? Well, for mobile, obviously this is a pause point. JavaFX for mobile has been put on hold. However, considering what does and has happened to computer industry over 10 years, you know, smartphones are really a Western invention. There are still billions, I would say, of feature phones out there. And they are going to be to become more powerful. They, you know, you cannot defeat the vector of time, and these devices will become more powerful. So I'm guessing here that Oracle is putting effects on hold, and I speculate that they will bring it back at some point after a review of the market. It's like reading the tea leaves in a cup of tea. One doesn't know where all the pieces of the chess pieces will land on the board as of yet. And obviously, they are considering this very carefully, hence the lawsuit. So JavaFX script really will live on. Watch out for a special announcement by Stephen Chin, the key of the JavaFX project to do with the nascent effect script language. I'm really pumped that I'd be able to code Scala and effects now.